Hello everyone, welcome back. We're going to look at a PowerPoint presentation I put together from some information I received from Casey Reynolds again. I actually sat through a class and got a lot of this information to put together this presentation that I could show you guys here at Forsyth Tech in your pest management class. So it's entitled Calibration Without Math. You know, you may want to change the name of this PowerPoint after you view it, but I think it's neat. I think it's a catchy title, and you'll see why I named it Calibration Without Math here in a second. With the introduction, can you calibrate a sprayer or spreader without using math? Well, probably not. But to find out, we're going to exactly find out what the definition of calibration is. Now, use the definition that's in your core pesticide manual. And calibration is the process of measuring and adjusting the amount of pesticide your equipment applies or delivers to a specific area. So how much is that backpack sprayer applying to a certain number of square feet? That's what your calibration is. And you always want to calibrate your equipment. I recommend doing it every time you use it. It doesn't take that long to calibrate a backpack sprayer. I mean, you're probably looking at maybe 5 or 10 minutes max. If you know what you're doing, it's a very quick and easy process to do. So knowing this, is it feasible to have calibration without math? Absolutely not. However, there are several ways to calibrate, some of which involve much less math than others, and that's what we're going to look at. With that being said, the title of this lecture should be called Calibration Without Much Math. Now, I like to break calibration down into two methods. You have traditional and you have alternative methods of calibration. Traditional calibration, you've got some advantages that you may be interested in using that method for. It's the most precise. It's recommended for fine turf like putting green. So if you're on a golf course, you're going to be using the traditional method. It's recommended when applying expensive products due to cost. Examples, heritage fungicide that we've looked at in a previous lecture. And it's definitely the best way to go if you have the time, manpower, and expertise to do so. You know, and here we see a 4-ounce bottle of this heritage. It's going to cost you around $125. It's probably going up since I've last purchased it. Not sure what it would cost today, but by the time I put this lecture together, it was $125. And as everything else goes up, I'm sure it has. But some disadvantages of traditional method. It's time consuming, it's very math oriented, and it can be overkill in certain areas. And it can be hard to relay down to the chain of command. So you may have somebody applying pesticides for you guys, for yourself, that may not be a certified applicator yet. And they, you know, certain things about our industry is just kind of harder for certain people to grasp. I don't know. It's just some people can grasp pruning really quickly and take off and be one of your best pruning foremen that you have. Other people can take off with the pesticides and understand the math and really get into it and do well for you. But, you know, that pruning guy may necessarily not understand all the math involved with pesticide. So some of this information, guys, will be harder to teach to other people than others, especially when you're hiring somebody in off the street that's not had any horticulture background, or actually, you know, it's been a while since they've had high school math or anything like that. So it is kind of hard to get your employees to do this sometimes. Alternative method of calibration, advantages, it's easy to comprehend and to relate it, employees. They're going to understand it a little bit better. It's good for quick, easy determination in the field. It will get you very close without cumbersome math. In many situations, more than adequate to meet the turf grass needs. So you have traditional and you have alternative. Some disadvantages of alternative. It's not recommended for use on fine turf greens. You're not going to want to use it in the golf course industry or on a football field. If you're into the sports athletic fields, you're not going to do it here. Not recommended when using products likely to damage turf from improper application rates. I mean, you may mix something just a little bit stronger that may actually burn your turf, which you wouldn't want to use it. And not recommended for expensive products due to cost control again. No matter which approach you use, calibration will have to be broken down into two further categories. One is equipment that applies to granular products. Here we see a rotary spreader, and you see the dandelions coming up. There are some granular products that'll kill the dandelions in your weeds. I'm not a big fan of granular products to take care of broadleaf weeds. I would much rather apply a liquid formulation to get rid of broadleaf weeds. But here, you know, it's great for fertilize, pre-emergent herbicide for the turf grass. It's going to be a different calibration than is ones used to apply liquid products. And here you see a you know, mid-sized tractor with the sprayer apparatus on the back. You know, it looks like this one's probably been manufactured by you know, the golf course or the farmer. You know, my dad's built many a sprayers for his lawn tractors and his big agricultural tractors. I mean, he actually takes the time and will design and build his own sprayer, because you can buy these tanks, you can buy the pumps, you can buy the hoses, and it's just a matter of how you want to mount it to your tractor. You know, it can even be mounted here in the front if you like. So, but you're going to have to break them down either to a granular way of putting out your pests out, or a piece of equipment that's going to apply it in the liquid formulation. Granular products, the most common product applied is fertilizer. And, you know, in the previous lecture, you know, we talked about NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. You know, here we have 21% nitrogen in a 50-pound bag. Bag equals 10.5 pounds of nitrogen. Phosphorus are more important for establishment. So this higher number, you know, we talked about earlier, 18-24-12, when we're plugging in seeding, we're going to use that higher number for, you know, to help establishment of grass. There's 3% phosphorus in a 50-pound bag, so you're going to have 1.5 pounds of phosphorus. And then potassium will increase stress tolerance. So a 20-pound bag of potassium in a 50-pound, you're going to have 10 pounds in it. And as you can remember, where I had to correct myself in that last lecture based on a 50-pound bag or a 100-pound bag, now we can see why I had to do that. I jumped the gun and got kind of ahead of myself. Granular products, two things that you need to know to apply the proper amount of fertilizer: square footage or acreage of the area being fertilized, and then analysis of product being applied. We should already know that. We've gone over this, you know, in previous lectures. Know your square footage, how many square foot in an acre, 43,560, and then analysis of the product being applied right on the bag. This is true for both the traditional as well as the alternative methods of calibration. Let's say you want to apply a complete fertilizer 2 weeks after the spring greenup on a Bermuda grass football field. So it's already greened up, it's a couple weeks afterwards, and we're going to apply fertilizer. How much fertilizer do you need to buy if you are applying 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet? Again, there again, guys, 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet is very, you're going to see that every day in your turf grass profession if you go this route. So 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet using a product with analysis of 28-5-12. Well, first of all, what we got to do with the traditional method, we got to measure the football field. It's going to be done by stepping it off, using a tape measure, or shooting it with a transit. I've actually seen my dad be 100% correct by stepping off something. Most of the time, he don't have to step it. He can actually count. You know, he can almost count block or brick going across the front of a building and figure out, that's how many, that's linear feet of there, you got the yard. Okay, this yard's roughly 5,000 square feet. Then I get out a tape measure or measuring wheel, and I'm like, holy cow, you're right there at it. Some people just have that knack. And I've developed it over a little bit. Most of your yards in the same neighborhood, guys, are going to be very close to the same amount of square footage, because they all postage stamp lots. You know, the builders or the developers divided these neighborhoods into certain square foot lots. The builders are building very similar houses. They've got similar amount of concrete. It's going to be a side load garage or front load. And then you've got a sidewalk to the front, same size backyard. So you're really, really close. If you go into a neighborhood and almost figure that, you know, each yard is going to be within several hundred feet of square footage. But when we stepped off, when we used the tape, and we found the square footage of this football field, to be 90,000 square feet. Well, calculate, step two is going to calculate how many pounds of nitrogen you need to achieve the desired rate. Proportional method, if this, then that. 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet is equivalent to X amount of pounds of nitrogen per 90,000 square feet. So we're cross multiplying. We have 1 pound of nitrogen times the 90,000 square feet, and we have the X amount of pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. Well, I've got my I've got my square feet in parentheses. I'm going to divide, solve for X as we do in algebra. So we're going to divide this 90,000 by the 1,000, and we're going to get X is equal to 90 pounds of nitrogen. So what do we do next? Well, step three is calculate how many pounds of 28,512 fertilizer you need to buy to get the 90 pounds of nitrogen. Well, let's go back a minute. We've got our 90 pounds that you can see there. And now we're trying to figure out how many pounds of the 28,512 that you need. It may be one bag, it might be several bags. Remember, most fertilizers come in 50-pound bags. But we've got this ratio of 28,512. So we're going to take 0.28 pounds of nitrogen in 1 pound of fertilizer. Well, we need to get 90 pounds of nitrogen for the football field. So 90 pounds over X a pound of fertilizer. We're going to cross multiply again, 0.28 times X amount of fertilizer, and then 90 times the 1 pound of fertilizer. Then we're going to solve for X. Well, X is over here. So 90 divided by 0.28 is going to equal 321 pounds of fertilizer. Well, we've got 321 pounds of fertilizer. Well, how many bags is that going to take? Well, like I said, most fertilizers come in 50-pound bags, so we're going to divide 50 into 321, and we're going to need 6.4 bags of your 28,512 to put out the fertilizer and get 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet for that football field. Take 6.4 bags. This is a typical math question that you can see on a test, or that you could see in your homework, guys. Traditional method two. Well, measure it off, step it off, and we've done that again, and we've come up with 90,000 square feet. Plug the given information into the following equation, or the stoichiometry method. Area times rate times analysis. So this is just another way of doing your traditional method. Area, a 90,000 square foot football field. We have 90,000 square feet times the rate. We want to have 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. And we know that 1 pound of the fertilizer contains 0.28 pounds of nitrogen fertilizer. It's going to give us 321 pounds of fertilizer. Again, we know that there's 50-pound bags of fertilizer equivalent to 6.4 bags of your 28,512. So this might be a little bit simpler for you guys. Remember, the previous lecture, we're crossing out things. Well, we come up, square feet are canceled out, square feet's canceled out, pounds of nitrogen's canceled out, and we're left with how many pounds of fertilizer that we need, 321. Alternative method, it's a common sense approach. You're going to measure the football field again, we're going to come up with 90,000 square feet. This method only works, guys. The alternative method only works when applying a rate of 1 pound of nitrogen or nutrient per 1,000 square feet. You can't do it for anything else other than 1 pound per 1,000 square feet. Most fertilizer products come in 50-pound bags. Heard me say it time and time again. So you're going to divide the first number in the fertilizer analysis by 2. Well, we had 28,512, right? So 28 divided by 2 is equivalent to 14 pounds of nitrogen, or it'll cover 14,000 square feet. This is a common sense approach. That number that you get represents how many pounds of nitrogen are in the bag, thus how many thousand square feet the bag will cover. So we took the 28,512, we took that first number, 28, divided it by 2, It's equivalent to 14 pounds of nitrogen or 14,000 square feet. Then divide that total square footage by the square footage each bag will cover. We have a 90,000 square foot football field. Divide it by the 14,000 that we got from the 28 divided by 2. Well, 90,000 divided by 14,000 is equivalent to 6.4 bags of 28,512. Kind of simple. So you know when you're out in the field, you can figure that out pretty quickly. And easy enough to spread down, pass down the knowledge to your employees. So common sense approach, review 28 divided by 2 is 14 pounds or 14,000 square feet. 90,000 divided by 14,000, 6.4. Even though this step contains two steps, it's much more common sense and intuitive approach, especially to those who do not like algebra. Instead of proportions or stoichiometry, it's just two divisions. This method particularly useful for small areas that you will find in the lawn care industry, your residential home. The average home in Raleigh is around 5,000 square feet. For small lawns like this, it's actually just one division. No calculator is required. A third of this bag will cover the average customer's lawn. 28,512, 50 pounds covers 15,000 square feet. The average Raleigh home is 5,000, so you know it's going to take a third of the bag to do these yards. And you can always apply a little bit of, you don't necessarily have to give it exactly the exact amount. You can always use less. So probably a bag is going to do three lawns in one of your typical Raleigh neighborhoods. Liquid products. There are many products that are best applied in liquid as opposed to granular form. These include most fungicides, many herbicides and insecticides, and spoon feeding of liquid fertilizers. As with granular calibration, there's a traditional method as well as an alternative method of approaching sprayer calibration. As with granular, as a traditional method, there are two methods. You have the traditional, which is your 5940. 5940 is a standard, guys. And your alternative, the 1/128 acre method. And we touched on these in the previous lecture, so this is kind of a review for that. All right, traditional method or the 5940 method, where 5940 is always a constant. Gallons per acre is equivalent to gallons per minute times 5940 divided by your miles per hour times your nozzle spacing in inches. Or you can work that around and have gallons per minute is equivalent to gallons per acre times miles per hour times nozzle spacing in inches divided by 5940. And most of the time, guys, I've very rarely done this. I've very rarely done the 5940 method. I'm more used to the 1/128 method of applying our liquid formulations. Gallons per minute, GPM, GPA is gallons per acre, nozzle spacing in inches, it's in SI, and then 5940 is always your constant in your traditional method. All right, the alternative method, or the 1/128 acre method, is an alternative method that requires much of the same equipment as the 5940, but only requires one math step. What you need is a stopwatch, something to catch water in, a measuring device, tape measure, and flags to mark the course. You're going to check the nozzles for evenness, make sure that they're covering ground equally. Measure the nozzle spacing in feet. So, if they're 18 inches apart, it'd be 1.5. Divide 340 by the nozzle spacing in feet, only one math step. That 340, guys, is the 1/128 of an acre. When we're spraying out, when we talked previous about spraying out an area 340 square feet, that'll give us the 1/128, that's the 340 we're talking about. Measure out the distance from step 3. Drive that distance forward at spraying speed and record time, and then catch one nozzle for time in step 5. Ounces caught is equivalent to gallons per acre. We'll see this in the next few slides. In order for this method to work, there are four things that need to be held constant. Your sprayer speed, your boom pressure, your nozzle volume, and the viscosity of the material or the thickness of the material. Sprayer speed and boom pressure can both be held constant by monitoring the gauges on your sprayer. You just make sure they're visible, you know, for the applicator. They can see what's going on. Nozzle volume could be held constant by always using similar nozzles. Viscosity is almost always consistent. All right, so step one, we're going to check the nozzles for evenness. If nozzles are not evenly distributing, they may need to be cleaned or replaced. All right, a couple slides ago, we had all these steps. We're going over these steps now in a little more detail for you guys. So we want to make sure that the nozzles are spraying evenly. Best way to do that is put water in the tank, you know, drive over a parking lot or any concrete, asphalt area. You can see the water on the pavement. Measure the nozzle spacing in feet, and let's say that the nozzle spacing in the previous picture is 1.7. So what we're saying is in between here and here and here and here is 1.7 feet. Step three, divide 340 by nozzle spacing in feet. So we have 340 square feet divided by the 1.7 is going to give us 200 feet for this particular problem. This is the only step required in math in the 1/128 acre method. So you guys are going to like this probably. Step four, measure out the distance from step three. We saw that 340 feet divided by 1.7 nozzle spacing is 200 feet. So we're going to have a flag, we're going to have this long tape measure, we can step it out or use the measuring wheel, we're going to measure out 200 feet. Drive that distance forward at spraying speed and record time. So I'm going to start the flag, drive out to where the guy was standing, and I'm going to record my time. I'm going to be going at spraying speed. Let's say it took 34 seconds to travel to 200 feet, which is equivalent to about 4 miles per hour. Catch one nozzle for the time it took to travel the 200 feet. So how long did it take? It took 34 seconds. So I'm going to take a measuring cup, and I'm going to measure, I'm going to hold it underneath the nozzles for the 34 seconds. Double checking, it did say 34 seconds. So I'm going to hold this cup underneath one of the nozzles for 34 seconds, which I got how long it took to travel the 200 feet. And catching the water for 34 seconds using an 8004 nozzle at 40 PSI yielded me 29 ounces. Now, guys, this is just the nozzle we used for that particular calibration test. You'll have different nozzles. You'll use different nozzles for different applications. Good news about the nozzles, it's not a big deal to change them out. But we were yielded 29 ounces. So ounces that we caught in the spray cup is equivalent to gallons per acre. We caught 29 ounces, and that's going to equal 29 gallons per acre. And one benefit to this method, if you decide to change the nozzles, or you have to, all you need to do is catch the new nozzle for the same amount of time. So going back to that 8004 nozzle at 40 PSI, don't sweat it. If you change it out, all you got to do is hold it again for the 34 seconds. If you're going to be working in the same area, just changing out a nozzle. All right, after this point, the rest of the work is the same as the 5940 equation. If you're applying 29 gallons per acre and have a 150 gallon tank, you can spray 5.1 acres per tank. Well, we have a 150 gallon tank. We can apply 29 gallons per acre. Well, how many acres will this 150 gallon tank do? It'll do 5.1 acres. A product such as 2,4-D, which, like the Trimet we talked about in the previous lecture, Trimet Classic, anything that's going to kill broadleaf weeds, pretty much going to have 2,4-D in it. But the 2,4-D is applied at 3 quarts per acre, means that you need to put 15.3 quarts of 2,4-D per tank. No, we're putting 3 quarts per acre. 3 quarts per acre times 5.1 acres equals 15.3 quarts of 2,4-D that we're going to put in that 150-gallon sprayer. Wow, I can't believe it's over. Guys, again, if you have questions or comments, email me or put a question on the discussion board.